Congratulations! You have successfully completed the course. Let's recap the main points in this course. The system consolidation will move invoicing processes from legacy to Epic. This will affect how invoicing forms are submitted, what fields are publicly visible and when, and how outreach and notifications are received. However, the invoicing processes, rules, and business requirements will stay the same. We also learned that full rights users can view, create, and certify invoices, while partial rights users can view and create invoices, but must send forms to a full rights user for certification. We explored how to navigate the Epic system to check your newsfeed, open a customer service case, and run reports. Within the Epic E-Rate invoicing dashboard, we learned how to navigate through the different tabs to view your pending forms, tasks, and organization details. Finally, we walked through the steps taken to file FCC Form 472, such as completing the basic information section, adding invoice lines to the form, and reviewing and certifying the form. Because the system populates much of the information for you, the invoicing process is more efficient and easier to complete.